debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Coming in hot.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Bubba the Love Sponge Show, uncensored after show, 1 hour extravaganza, whatever the fizz you'd like to call this. We're trying to de-ass the studio right now.
Getting better.
We've at least diagnosed the issue. And I'm going to be spending a little bit today Drano-ing. Just, you know, overall pipe maintenance.
You going to hang out here for a while today before you go home?
Yeah, probably a little. Well, not a lot because I got a blood draw at 2:10.
You going to come back here then or are you going to go home?
I'm going to probably stay here until after, like I'm thinking Brent and me, Brent and Brian might be done like at maybe 12, like 1:30. And so I'll just see them out and then just go over, like maybe hang out here 10, 15 minutes, throw some things down the drain and then go home. Or go to the, it's over by the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Go get my blood drawn and then from there come home.
I thought this was your Clearwater Palm Harbor deal.
Hmm.
Don't you have a doctor over there?
Oh, no, this is my blood getting drawn.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah. No, I see her.
So it's right, yeah, so it's right there.
I see her next week, I think.
Okay.
Let me look at my little calendar. So I showed Tom Bean. I had a meeting with him a couple weeks ago, and I got another meeting with him, too.
Yep.
And so, like, I was showing him. Which, you know that I write the numbers all down. Like, you know, I write them all down.
Yeah.
Every year and everything. And he's like, let me see that. And I go, okay. So I showed it to him, and he goes, why don't you let me build you a spreadsheet? And I go, because I don't want a spreadsheet.
Writing it down helps you remember it more.
He's like, but I can give you a spreadsheet, and then you just input the numbers each month.
Right. But that's good until you, like, click the wrong button on the thing from 2 months ago, and you forget about it, and then your numbers are all messed up. And
yeah. But if I did do a spreadsheet blitz, it probably could give me percentages and all that kind of
stuff. Absolutely could.
Right, right. Is that hard to do?
No, not really. Mm.
But you know what's also really easy to do? Like this?
Write it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what if your entire Trapper Keeper was like electronic spreadsheet? You'd be fucked.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I mean, even though that's Ashley's specialty, I like my hand notes.
Anyway, Blitz, it's looking like next Wednesday, the 16th, 11:30, my Palm Harbor Clearwater deal.
At 11:30?
Mm-hmm. So I can get there in 30 minutes. So I'll probably do like an abbreviated after show.
Okay.
Or, you know, something like that. I can literally get there in 30 minutes. The way I do it, and you would know exactly where this place is.
Yeah.
Not far from your parents at
not
all.
Not too far.
Maybe 6 minutes? Eight minutes?
Yeah, probably about that.
So I just take Courtney Campbell right to 19,
yeah,
and then
and then
19 off. But yep. You got to get off on the right side road,
yep,
or it'll spit you out.
I know.
You got to get off like on almost like where the varsity club is.
Yep, Sunset Point.
So that's Wednesday at 11:30, and then I got then. Don't forget we have the Florida Man Radio event next Saturday.
And what time do we need to be here?
I don't know.
We got 199 the Friday before.
Yeah.
The night before, yeah.
Lummi, can you look at floridamanradio.com and see what time the event is start? And whatever time the event starts, we'll get there about 45 minutes or 10 hour later. So, you know, we always like to be the last ones there in the first, well, quite frankly, usually the first ones to leave.
And Dr. Dan likes to walk in with an entrance.
He likes to walk in with
6 o'clock.
Girls looking at
his cock. Six to ten is the event.
All right. So I would say.
Count backwards.
6 to 10. We want to be there by 7. So that means we need to leave here by 5. So at the building by 4:45.
Okay.
Blitz, does that sound pretty good, reverse engineering?
Let me get directions to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. And Anna, I don't think if you're running a little bit late, you can wear those tight-ass pants.
Okay, I'll make sure I wear them.
It is... how about by car? Because not by bike. It's an hour and 30 minutes from here.
Yep, so building
and
30...
And that's with no traffic, so...
So, at the building by 4:45...
Okay.
For 4:55 to 5 p.m. departure. And Blitz, let me know like if we need that Escalade has a little room for a cooler in the back, doesn't it?
Had it up front, kind of.
Did we? Because we probably should bring like some snacks. And unless we plan on stopping like we always do at the Loves.
Then we need to leave a little earlier.
At the Loves?
Yeah.
Want to leave at like 4?
No, we're not leaving at fucking 4, please.
To stop to get food?
We don't need a 30-minute break on that.
Yeah, all right. That's 15 minutes.
Filthy wants to make sure that he's still invited.
I don't know how we're going to get him in.
How many does it hold? Like 8?
Well, I mean, I'm bringing the merch, Crick.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Blitz on the stick, Dan on the passenger.
Well, last year I rode passenger.
Yeah, I think you should ride passenger.
Let me passenger. And then Dan beside me. And then Erica and...
The hose in the back.
And, yeah. I mean, that's kind of...
I mean, there's 3 seats in the back.
No. I mean...
it's 2 bench seats on the Escalade.
Oh.
No, there's not a bench seat.
I mean, bucket seats. I'm sorry. Yeah, not a bench.
Yeah, there's a bucket. I mean, the filthy. I mean, Anna, do you want the filthy in between you and the Crick?
What?
Do you want the filthy?
You never who dis?
Do you want the filthy in between you and the Crick?
It probably wouldn't be the most comfortable.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I don't know that Filthy has a reliable enough car to get there.
I think
is it fixed?
It's so sad.
It's fixed.
Feel bad.
Hello?
Hey, Baba.
Yeah.
Hey, this question. This is Bart from Wisconsin.
Hey, Wisconsin. Not looking too good for us Packer fans right now, is it, buddy?
No, it's garbage.
Like, what are they? But what like living in Wisconsin? Obviously, you got local media that's talking about it incessantly. I don't get to see any of that. What are they saying, like the local sports guys?
Got to get rid of the GM.
See, good. Because that's what I've said, that this problem all started when they drafted Jordan Love.
Yeah, you said they've been needing to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. That's all you
know.
No,
sir, you've listened to the show. You know I don't say that. But I mean, this general manager has not taken getting losing Devontae Adams and Vasquez Spalding and Saint and Quanius Brown and all the other fuckers that they let go, and they've not drafted a wide receiver. They should have drafted the guy from Minnesota. What is it, Jefferson? What's his name?
Well, he went a little before, but Higgins, and then you got a couple other guys. They could have got Michael Pittman Jr.
All right, they could have got him, who's a fucking great guy for the Colts, right?
Yes, he is.
They could have got him, and so they got a guy that's holding a clipboard for his fourth fucking year, and then that has just caused. Is that what everybody's saying, or am I wrong?
Well, love typically isn't part of the conversation.
But the drafting of him is what started this whole fucking process.
Well, right. And remember, he got rid of that punter also, who was Crosby's right-hand man. And that's when Crosby had all those issues last year, and he's never really recovered.
Right. I know.
And he was the holder.
And he, I mean, he's his, remember that guy from Cincinnati he drafted 2 years ago in the second round? That guy didn't fucking pan out. So yeah, I mean, listen, living up in Wisconsin, they'll replace Gukenkunst before they replace Rodgers, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
But what are they saying? Are they saying it's a GM issue? Or are they just saying we're fucked?
It's both. It's a GM issue, and go ahead and pack it up for the year.
Are they saying Rodgers is going to come back next year or no?
Probably. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's got
$60 million.
I'll also tell you this. The other thing that fucked us is all the money they gave Bakhtiara.
Yeah.
That fucking bust.
Well, yeah, it's about what, $20 million a chug of beer that he does at the Bucks game.
Yeah, he's gonna be I think his salary cap number next year is like $29 million
Aaron Rodgers is 60.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he come back to get that $60 million paycheck?
Well, I mean, the Packers could cut him, but I don't know.
It's guaranteed.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I mean, none of their fucking wide receivers. Here's what I'm thinking, sir. I'm thinking they might have a strength and conditioning coach issue because everybody's blowing out their ankles and everybody's blowing out their knees. So obviously, they're not conditioning and strengthening those body parts because the Packers might be the most banged up team in the league. And, I mean, everybody's fucking tweaked.
Yep.
I wish I was hurting Green Bay. I'm fucking laying it right on out. I know more about that shit than the local Packer guys do.
Probably. Hey, I've got a question actually for Anna.
Oh.
That got me all excited with some Packer talk on, and then he goes right over to you.
I know.
What a buzzkill.
I know. What's up?
I know. I'm sorry. Hey, is it me or has Bubba really been talking a lot about the merch crick lately? And...
Why are you asking me this?
Well, hold on. Well, hold on, motherfucker. I don't talk more about her than normal. I acknowledge that she is. I date her, and organically, when it comes up, yeah. But I'm not way. I don't hardly ever mention her. And what if I do?
Well, I wanted a woman's intuition. Do you think that Bubba would ever pull a Howard where he just shows up and he's like, "Yep, I'm engaged."
No.
They're already married, sir.
Yeah, she wears this ring that she likes to wear that I don't really give a fuck about that if she wears it or not. She can wear it. But we're not engaged, and that I would – Anna will – I'm not answering for Anna. Anna, answer it honestly. Would I do that?
Bubba will never get married again.
I'll never get married again. And the merch crick knows that.
Yeah, she's cool with it.
And I'm very transparent about it. I'm not getting married again, period.
I'm just asking because there's been a lot of merch crick lately. That's all.
No, there hasn't.
Yeah, I don't think there has, really.
Blitz will call me the fuck right on out. No. Blitz, has there been more merch crick than normal?
There's been more merch crick lately than there was a couple years ago, yes.
Yeah, but
because there was none a couple years ago.
And the only thing that she really does is she's my camera person for the food
review. Does all the merch.
She does a lot.
And she does,
yeah, she does a lot.
Right.
But, you know, but I'm saying like as far as on camera or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm actually trying to keep that part of my life a little bit more
separate.
Yeah, just private. A little bit more secretive and private. I've been.
You deserve a private life. Everyone does.
I mean, you know, everybody knows.
Unless it's your family Thanksgiving, then fuck that.
Yeah.
We're on camera, bitches. Smile.
I just got a text from Herschel Walker.
You did? What'd he say? Yeah.
So what's up, bro?
You guys are
friends? It's Herschel. It's I have an important campaign update about my race.
Hey,
please click here for more.
We know you're black. Wait, what?
Anna. I've had Herschel on before.
You have?
Yes.
That's good.
And
cool guy.
We need to, Lummy, you probably need to find it.
I already found it. All right. We reposted it. Right. I believe a little bit ago.
All right, buddy. See you later. Now, Anna.
Yes.
I wonder if, you know, we have a... That, did you see the new footer that I sent?
I did.
It's been tweaked just a little bit.
Thank you for
tweaking. Update the new deals.
Yep.
I wonder if you could get a hold of Herschel, you know, bamboozle them that we have a huge Georgia following.
Yeah.
And get them on.
Okay. Yeah, I'll reach out to them. Fish easy. Fish how.
And maybe mention that you've been on the Bubba Show before.
Yeah, of course.
And I'd like to have you back to talk about the last minute, you know,
about the
runoff push.
The runoff, yeah.
And make sure you tell them this. Bubba is... I won't say if I'm Republican, but Bubba...
I would say we're right-leaning, a male...
Bubba's right-leaning and...
Male lifestyle
and
program.
And Bax is... thinks you're the best, you know, Bax.
I mean, honestly, out of the two, he probably is.
That's what I'm saying, Blitz. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not bullshitting. Like, right, if I lived in Georgia, I'd probably vote for that guy. So,
right, yeah, I'll reach out to him.
Okay, yeah, sure, number one.
And when you did talk to him that one time, you said how much you liked him and that he should be a politician.
I did?
Yes.
Can you find that?
Well, it's in that clip.
No, but can you get me that clip?
Yes.
I got to have that clip. Got to have that kid in that clip. Well, I mean, that's something very important. Don't let that go. That's Mr. fucking Johnny Show Historian. I know where there's an important clip, but I'm just going to let it sit in
I did. That's why I re-pulled the whole segment.
I know, but that particular clip, that clip's real fucking hot right now.
Yeah.
Find me that. I got to have that clip.
Nothing better than a hot clip.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Vince from Jersey.
Hi, Vince.
How you doing? I was just wondering, how come the merch crick isn't in the, you know how at the end of the show where it's like, show historian Lummix? Like, it would be pretty funny if there was, like, merchandise cricket, the merch crick.
Okay. I'll do that. No problem.
All right, awesome.
I think the merch crick fucking texted all of our uncles and told them to call in. And,
Put me over.
Merch crick. Fuck. She's the merch crick. She slings the merch. She's real fucking hot right now, too. She's mad as shit.
Why?
Because the people that make the long sleeve.
Right. I know you keep saying any day.
So they're like... She, you know, she deals with them, and they're like, we're going to send you a mock-up. And she was like, I don't need a fucking mock-up. It's the black logo. It's the Bubba Army black logo on the camo shirt we agreed on. Same size as every other fucking Bubba Army logo we do, with the exception of, like, when we do embroidery or things like that. But when we do a T-shirt, you know those black ones you just did? That same size, but black. Well, we got to send you the mock-up. The art guy's not doing with the mock. They got Blitz. They got the fucking blank shirts ready to go.
Yeah, how hard is it?
My God, I'm fucking so mad because
I'm not doing like a 10-color multi, you know, masterpiece artwork.
No, it's black!
I know.
Like when you, like some of the race car places that make race car shirts, they'll be like 8 colors on
I know.
Them. And so that takes, that's kind of a process. But not when it goes. And let's not forget, I know a little something about the T-shirt printing business,
yeah,
unfortunately.
You invented it.
God, I didn't invent it, but I dabbled in it, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It does?
Fuck, especially when you're doing it by hand.
Oh, my God.
And you got one of those machines, it goes like, Will, and it's, nyeh, nyeh.
Yep.
But when you're fucking scraping it by hand. Did you ever see me do it?
I saw you do it a couple times, and it did not look fun.
No,
your,
and then you got
to
lay it underneath a heater just enough to cure it, because I like to set two layers of ink instead of one, because it gives it a little bit.
It must have not been easy because you had a lot of clemblems.
Well, it wasn't easy. It sucked.
Clemblems?
Yeah, when I'd mess up on one, like leave it in the dryer too long and it'd have a little burn mark on it.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't perfect, so you couldn't sell it as a perfect shirt.
So you call it a clemblem, and it'd be like a $5 close-out Willie.
Yeah.
I see.
Something like that.
That's awesome.
So, is Anna, I mean, okay, Anna, here's the deal. You.
Me.
Are the one that makes the determination as to whether the filthy goes or not.
Don't do.
Oh no, you know, I don't do that. I already did it. I already did it. You make the determination. Because why do I got to make all the hard decisions around here?
Yeah.
It's easy for me to be the bad guy and say, I don't think you should go because it's going to be on.
Because Dan didn't buy the extended Escalade. He bought the regular jobber one.
Is that, is the Filthy trying to talk? Filthy, are you slated?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, are you going to get the, are you working on the food review?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I got it up. I mean, I got it up yesterday, buddy.
The McRib's a rib.
So, the Filthy.
Hello?
Yes.
You know, if you go, you got to sit in the third row in the middle between Anna and Merch Crick.
Doesn't Merch Crick need the middle?
She
said it.
Why don't you shut your fucking yap
up
for a minute?
I'm shutting the fuck up. Hey, Anna, shut up. Okay, sorry.
So, the Filthy, if you go, the only room we have for you is in the back and with the Merch Crick and Anna. So
you can let me down easy. It's all right. I'll stay home.
No, if you want to go, you can go, buddy.
We like to put you people on the back of the bus.
Yes, the redheads.
Right. Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
The video editors.
And the
so
cricks.
I know that you probably don't have the ability to get there on your own.
I mean, my truck could make it.
Oh, what? Well, if your truck can make it, and you listen, here's the deal. If your truck would make
it,
if your truck would make it.
Don't do it.
Robert.
Wow. If your truck would make it and you want to go, I would pay for your gas and some money. I'd give you some money.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
My truck will make it.
I would give you like $50.
My truck will make it.
Well, then drive your own truck.
Okay. You're going to pay me any gas money?
I'll pay you $50.
Sweet.
Then who's going to drive the Escalade?
Who cares?
Me.
Oh, Christ. All right. I'm on with Blitz.
Okay, good. So, Filthy, looks like you're back in the Escalade.
There you go.
For free.
Aww.
Now you don't get paid.
Blitz, I will give you $50. If you want to drive yourself over there.
And gas money.
No, no, no. That's just, it's $50.
Oh, okay.
$50.
Okay.
That's what gas would be.
Okay, because you said you'd pay him and give him gas money.
No, don't get me on a technicality, you fuckhead.
Also, if we're getting paid, I'll drive myself.
$50 if anybody, you get $50, period, if you want to drive over there yourself.
What if we all decide to drive over there? Will you pay us all $50? I'm going to shut the hell up again. Bye.
Lummy, would you like to take the $50 and drive over yourself?
No, Bob, I'd like to drive with you.
Okay. And Blitz, I think you would like to drive over there for $50. So you and Anna can go, and that will free up the Escalade and give us more room, and that gets the Filthy in there, and that way I can take everybody.
Yeah.
Now, are you mad at the Filthy because you're losing out on all this money?
No, it's only $50.
Oh, okay.
It's only $50.
Well, I said yes when you said you were going to give him gas money and pay him to go.
Don't get me on a technicality because I never said that.
You did actually say that. And I said, well, if we're going to get paid to go and get gas money, then I'll drive myself.
I'm getting blitzed right now and I'm getting not real happy about it. Tell me what you'd like to do.
I would like to shut the hell up.
There you go. That's my man.
I didn't expect that. Are you back in the Escalade? Shut the fuck up.
Sure.
Rhett, you're back out. Oh, hold on. No, Rhett, you're back in.
You have to drive yourself.
No, well, hold on. You're back in under two conditions. One, if Anna says that she doesn't have a problem with you sitting middle Willie, you're going to be the middle. You're going to have a Crick Anna Oreo, and you're the filling. If Anna says I have no problem with that, then you're there. If Anna does not want you in the middle, then I will pay you $50, which will go towards your gas money to get there, or you can stay home.
No, I want a truck update too. Did that thing get fixed or what's the deal there?
No, yeah, it got fixed.
What was the problem?
No, yeah, it got fixed. What was the problem?
Well, swapped out the distributor, nothing happened, so they put the old one back in, and then it wouldn't start. So kept the new one in, and then replaced the fuel pump. The fuel pump seemed to fix the problem.
I said it was a. Did I not say it was a fuel filter? Fuel issue. I did. Bubba Clem.
Bubba Clem.
Hello, I'm talking to you, Rhett.
No, you did.
Now, what do you want to do, Rhett?
I'm cool with driving, honestly.
But if you drive, you got to be Johnny Video Guy. Like, you're not there being Rhett fucking superstar picking up, bigger black girls. You're going to be there, with the.
Well, can I pick up bigger black girls if I take the Escalade?
You can pick up bigger black girls while you're video fucking taping. Yes. In your own truck.
I'm cool either way. I just have a question.
What?
Will we get food?
What do you mean?
Because it's a big food hall.
What do you mean?
At the event.
Yeah.
Is food included?
Right.
At the event.
Because I know last year we had to buy our own.
Well, let me call Lisa.
I mean, I don't care either way. I just want to know.
Yeah, we need to know. Great question.
Well, we need to know if we got a tab.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's called, Lisa Big Titties Jones and see what's going on.
They're Globes.
Sorry.
Globiest of Globes.
Yeah, Globiest of Globes.
Sorry.
Let me see if I can find her number. Lisa Goldberg.
Oh, she's one of us.
Or she married into one of you.
Either
still
or.
Still counts.
Yeah. She cheated her way into the system, I bet.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What's that, Blitz?
She cheated her way into the system.
Let's ask her if she's a Jew.
You can ask her.
Why don't you? You can ask her.
I will.
Saying, being an Israeli, I like to ask you.
Yeah, are you a fellow?
Hello?
Hey, it's Bubba. Quick. We're live on the air.
You a Jew?
What's up?
Hey, Anna, who's from Israel,
yeah,
wants to know if you're Jewish.
Yeah, I noticed your last name was a Goldberg.
I am. Nice. I am, right?
Yeah. Did you marry into the tribe, or
I'm
did
in
you?
The tribe.
What?
No, I'm in the tribe.
You're in the tribe. Okay, my bad.
You
my mistake.
Oh, you didn't marry in?
Well, I also married in the second time. First time, no.
Oh, okay.
Married out.
Now,
yeah,
we got some. We're on the air on our uncensored show, so we can talk about how big your globes are and stuff. So,
good Lord!
Now, yeah, are you happy? Sure. Are you happy with the added value that I've been given, Giant Recreation?
Yeah, you're doing a killer job.
No, that means she doesn't know anything about
it. She didn't get the one from yesterday. Yeah, I'm sending it over.
I've been doing like additional air checks for you on that.
I know you're a freaking rock star. I love it.
All right. You can tell she's a salesperson. She just tells everybody what they want to fucking hear. Yeah, she has no idea what's going on.
No, I'm dead serious. And I, you know what, Blitz? I've been finding them in some of them. Oh, dog.
Someone shoot that dog.
In junk.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with your shit, but every time we send you a spot or something, it goes right to junk. So
I've been sending it to both of your emails.
I've been getting them. All right,
now hear me out. We want to know about this next Saturday gig. We're all in. We're all coming. Okay.
What's the 19th?
Okay.
Is that next Saturday?
Yeah.
Yes. Not this Saturday. Okay. God, it's kind of bad when the talent knows more than the goddamn salesperson does. Fuck.
No, I know what it up. Is. I know it's the 19th, but I keep thinking there's more weeks in November. Jeez.
No, we're done. Do you remember what I requested?
Yes.
Now, did that...
You need a chill zone for you guys to have, like, a home base to hang out.
Not me, guys. And all, like, Shannon, the new guy, my... this isn't a Bubba thing. I was saying that on behalf of everybody,
I know. The whole talent staff. Yeah.
Did he write that email in all caps?
Did you get that done?
What?
Yes.
I have no issue with that. The guy that owns the place is so cool with it.
Did you talk to the guy about, hey, can we have a little roped off area for the talent?
The guy said we can do whatever we want. So we have like banner roll and stuff.
Caution tape.
Banner roll. Jesus.
Blitz, can you see what I'm dealing with here?
Popsicle sticks and rubber bands. Yeah, I got you.
All right. Secondly, now do we have, is there any food provided or we got to buy our own?
There is not food provided because it's really more like a beer hall, but like at the end of the thing, they have like pizza and sandwiches and poke bowls and all kinds of stuff.
So whatever you want to buy, you can have. Too.
So whatever we want to buy, we need to bring our own money.
We'll hook you up. I'm not worried. We'll hook you guys up.
Yeah, you're not worried about it, but we are.
Yeah, you're not worried about it, but when I get a $200 food bill.
I'll say, cost me like $27 to eat there last time.
Yeah. Anyway,
did it real? No, we're not. We're going to a different place.
Well, okay. Well, the last place cost me $20-something to eat a sandwich.
Oh hell!
This is the gap.
That's my tab.
What? I didn't know there was. You were disgruntled.
Oh, you have a tab?
Oh no.
No.
Lummy heard that you're in trouble now.
Last time we went, they gave us like drink tickets. I'm like, what the fuck is I'm doing this drink ticket? Like,
I know the Lisa Govis of Globes put all my drinks on her tab right there.
Yeah. How are the Globes? How are you and Michael Vick hanging out with a dog fighting ring nowadays, or what? I mean, what's going on?
I think I told you our studios were our offices and studios got damaged by this storm last time, so we're not even in there. So I'm actually working from home today, and my dogs are like on patrol.
Right now, the talent like Shannon and everybody, they have to go into the studios, don't they?
Yeah, they are. But we have air back and obviously power. But right now they're just like fixing drywall and ripping up carpet. So it's a freaking mess in there.
Right. So how's everything? How's Scott the sales pig doing?
He's good. Did I tell you that his hair piece is named Lou? Did we have that conversation?
His hair piece is named Lou?
Yeah, I don't know how they got that name. I think it came from the office, and he actually likes it.
Really? Jeez. Is he still hanging out with hot black girls? Because
is he bringing a date to the deal?
He's on a dry streak. He's on a dry streak right now.
Because Rhett will snatch them right up.
Yeah,
Rhett's on.
Well, now, okay.
Oh my god.
So, we just want to get the
lay of the land.
The way of the land here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, get the lay.
So what is it? It's 6 to 10. So I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to get there about 7.
Really? Well, you gotta be fashionably late and roll up on the scene.
Exactly. I'm not going to be the first motherfucker there. Yeah. No, Lisa.
Clock hits 7:30, we're out.
No, but I'm telling you, I'm going to get there at 7. Listen, Lisa, I'm being completely honest with you. I'm going to get there at 7 sharp.
I'm good. That's great.
Yeah, me and Shannon have already talked.
Hop until then anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And me and Shannon have already talked. He's going to be a little bit late too.
Okay.
And you know, that new guy can be there fucking early. Like, the new guy can be there, you know, Johnny wet behind the ears can be there to meet everybody. the two twin towers, the studs, me and Shannon, we're going to get there when, you know, 7 o'clock.
I know, roll up.
Yeah.
Roll up on the scene. I hear you. It's going to be good. So anyway, this place is really cool. They have...
have you been promoting it? Have you guys been promoting it at all? You don't even know much about it.
Yes, I do. I absolutely do. I just literally can't believe how fast the end of this year is just going. It's like flying.
And Bubba, it's 6 to 9, not 6 to 10, like she didn't correct you.
6 to 9. So, 6 to 9. Yeah. We'll be there from 7
to
8.
No, it's 6 to 10.
Not on your website. It says 6 to 9 on your website.
She doesn't know
what the flyer says 6 to 10.
She can't even tell you what our call letters are.
Her website I'm on right now is Saturday, November 19th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, well, Stogie's inside.
The flyer says I got to get my
promotions guy on it, cuz he's supposed to be doing that and he has the info, so I don't know why.
The flyer says 6 to 10 meet and mingle with the Shannon Burke Show, the Bubba Love Sponge Show, and Jonathan Morris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not Bubba the Love Sponge. Just Bubba Love Sponge.
Close enough.
And I guarantee you they didn't put a circle R after sponge.
They did not, correct.
Lisa, you know any time my name's displayed, it has to have the registered R mark.
The circle?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're R.
I'll make sure to change that. You're R.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're R in so many ways. Have you been getting a lot of, not having to work in the office, got more time at home, get some DDD?
Some DDD.
Have you been getting some more D?
No. I mean, not attributable to not working in the office, but I'd say fall is a good time to snuggle up.
Like, you're kind of still a newlywed. What, 2 years?
Yeah. You're dead on.
How often do you and your guy, do it?
I can't give you the nitty-gritties, but it's pretty often. I'd say it's a healthy situation.
Yeah, how often do you do it?
Does he get mad when I try to get a free rub on those globes?
No, he freaking cracks up. He's like, "Oh my god!" Like, I think they are so round, and you
lean right into me too, and you put all the globe pressure right on my elbow, and I love it.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I was literally like ponying up to the bar, and you were blocking me, so I had to get all up in there.
High globe pressure.
Oh my god!
She does got nice tits.
I owe you a picture. You sent me
nudes.
David Diaco's, and I forgot to take it.
Yeah, I sent you a Saved the Diaco shirt, and you were supposed to do a nice globiest of globe pictures.
No,
I'm gonna start calling her One Way Goldberg because this bitch is one way. What? Yeah.
Oh my god. Mm. Come on now.
All right, so we'll be there at 7. We'll probably be out by 8:15, and we're going to, expect a little bit of some food.
Don't we always have fun? We totally have fun every year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But I feel you guys don't appreciate how big of a fucking pain in the ass it is for us to bring 8 people over there. It's pretty much a pain in the ass.
No, I do appreciate it. I know it's a schlep. That's why I said to you, if you wanted me to try to get you guys hotel rooms whatever.
No, we want to get to In-N-Out. Now, what about Fort Walton Beach? We need to be planning something for spring break up there. We really do.
Do it. I'm sure Griffo would freaking love it. He'd love for you guys to be up there.
Yeah, Bubba, do it.
Yeah, do it.
Get it done.
Dog and Pony Show. Are you in for the Dog and Pony too?
I don't know what you're insinuating,
but
sure.
To go around and meet everybody and schmooze. You're good at that.
Yeah, I closed two
That's
clients
is,
last
Bubba.
Year.
I know you're a rock star. Why don't you come to Orlando and do that for me?
Because you've never
get some peeps.
You've never asked me.
Well, actually, you know what? We can schmooze at Stogie's because we're gonna have some clients there. You can schmooze it up.
Well, you gotta let us know.
Yeah, you gotta let me know. Hey,
I know.
This like the other guy.
Like, hey, here's.
No, hold on, Lisa. Here's. You see that? That requires communications. And when I went to Fort Walton Beach, they took me aside and said, "Hey, listen, this person and this person and this person are a little bit on the fence.
Right?
Won't you work a little bit of your Bubba magic?" So I went over there and worked some of my.
Here's,
fucking
here's who they are. Here's what they like. Here's who they work for. You need to tell them this, this, and this. Give them some information about this.
But you're always so drunk. You're always so drunk.
My guest list together.
You're always so drunk and selfish.
Oh my god!
Thank you. I will. I'll send you.
She's impossible to talk to.
I'll text you.
She's giving you the runaround.
Yeah, she's impossible to talk to.
Kind of like an Alex Stein, just telling you what you want.
Me? What are you saying?
Yeah.
I'm following instructions.
Oh, that looks Anna. That looks pretty damn.
Ooh, chocolate tacos.
Oh, do they got chocolate tacos there? It looks like they got chocolate tacos at the
chocolate tacos
at the Gatlin Hall Brew.
Gatlin Hall.
What's it called?
Gatlin.
Gatlin Hall Brewing. Yeah, you guys will like it. I'll make sure you have your private spot, and I'll make sure to prepare in advance with any requests I have so that we can handle our business side as well.
All right.
How do you like
well,
that?
Well, don't make me look like a prima donna, because I was sticking up for all the air talent when I made this request, did I not?
No, not at all. I was going to second one, I was going to put at last year, I was going to put a special area, and they were like, nah, I don't know, or whatever, and so I didn't. But I will this time.
Yeah, Shannon demands it. He's going to be full fucking hot. You guys will, Shannon's
amazing. He needs a separate area just for his rings.
Yeah, Shannon needs a separate area just for
his
rings.
Shannon's mad, though, because we didn't realize this, obviously, because we planned it way in advance, is that it's the same night as Bill Burr, which is a pain in the ass.
That's right.
Because Bill Burr would be good. And we actually do have, I didn't even realize we had gotten tickets through like a charity thing. I bought them. So I can't even use mine either. But I'd
Bill
rather
Burr's
go
all
to this.
Anyway.
I mean,
it's not.
You can see a Bill Burr another time. Is he funny?
Yeah.
He used to be really funny.
Is he not funny anymore?
I like
he's
him.
He's like super woke now.
He's real woke right
now.
Yeah,
he is.
Oh, that's
I'd rather be rubbing against your I'd rather be rubbing against your globes all night long at some place I don't know than watching a Bill Burr concert, to be honest with you. Even if you didn't have a roped off, section, I'd still rub up on them titties,
rope off them globes.
Okay, the dog agrees.
All right, Mama. Well, listen, it's not that, just to remind the woman,
like usual.
Just to remind the woman that put all this together that it's not this Saturday, it's next, mm-hmm. indeed. And
I know it's next. I know the date. I just am saying the month is going fast.
Okay, yes.
I didn't realize.
Can you hear her Philly coming out?
Yeah.
It's not. It's Maryland, but it's kind of a cross. That's like drink. Get some water. You like water?
Water.
You drink water?
No, I drink water. Who's in the? I drink mammary milk.
Water.
You want to help with me?
Oh, that's
I drink mammary milk.
We made a wrong turn.
Right, we did. All right, listen. Good talking to you.
Thanks for calling and busting my balls, though. Appreciate it.
Bye, Lisa.
Anytime, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Take care of them jugs.
Take care of them titties.
Yeah.
It's your best attribute.
Jugs.
2%.
Lummi, did you... Anna sent this to me.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Okay. I must have found it myself. Then.
You probably did. Is that Giselle?
Yeah, this is when Tom Brady was all into big crypto.
Well, they're saying... I don't know if it's true, so let me make sure I say that. But... that he has lost an absolute shitload of money. Not that he's lost at all, but he's lost a whole bunch on this whole crypto cat crash.
As of when?
Well, as of like a few days ago.
Okay, because last night it really crashed.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's back up today, though. It's back up. But he was so into it, Lummi, that him and his wife were doing commercials.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He was so into it, Lummi, that him and his wife were doing commercials. Did you ever see this commercial?
I've seen a couple that he did. I never seen this one.
Listen, wait till you see this one. And whoever wrote this or scripted this or got these people, like this is to get Tom Brady and at this point his wife Giselle to do this commercial. It's hard telling how much stock or how many cryptos of what they gave him, how much he got for this. Watch.
Did I talk to you about something?
Yeah, we talked about it. I got another 10 years left, maybe 15.
Not that. This is big.
This is very, on a prophetic? Like when it's kind of like now they're divorced because of how much longer you want.
Oh, yeah.
What's that called? Is that called prophetic?
It's kind of like foreshadowing.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, we talked about it. I got another 10 years left. Maybe 15.
Not that. This is big.
By the way, this is very well done. It's very well done.
What do you think? Are you in?
You know what? I'm in. Let's call everyone.
Hang on a minute. Ugh. How dare you call this number? Okay, I'm in. Whatever.
Who's that?
That was my mom.
Huh. Hey, Donut, don't eat that.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, sounds good, I'm in.
I'm in.
Hey, Arthur, I quit.
I'm in.
T-Bone, is it the downstairs toilet again?
Hello, Tom. Doggy coin?
Sue, Mark.
Now, is it, was it Doge?
Dogecoin.
Is it that was?
Well, he says doggy coin.
Maybe because they couldn't actually say it?
Yeah, maybe they couldn't actually say it. Listen.
Hello, Tom. Doggy coin?
Sue, Mark.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Well, I thought it was all for right, FTX.
I don't know what it was for. Maybe it'll tell us here.
This one might be tough.
Nah, he loves you.
Probably just getting on the dentist. This guy.
So obviously this, I mean, let me, it's pretty well done. It's a bar in Boston. It's a bar in Boston, and, you know, he obviously left Boston, so they call him a traitor, right?
Yep.
First, even if you wanted to come back, we wouldn't take you.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, we would.
You're right, we would. What's up?
I'm getting into crypto with FTX. You in?
All right, Blitz, you're right.
Yeah.
What's it called?
FTX.
FTX.
Is that a coin?
It's an exchange.
Crypto with FTX. You in?
We're providing gives 360-degree access to the crypto markets with the ability to trade everything from alts to DeFi. I believe I'm in, but still hate you.
Understood.
Take care. Best of the family.
Is he in?
Yep.
Did he say he hates you?
He did.
Even on the phone, that guy sounds handsome.
I mean, is that not really well done?
Yes.
Anna, what do you think?
I think it's well done.
FTX is like a...
Is it like a coin?
It's like a stock that they hold different coins, but you buy just the one.
All right, so it's kind of like a hedge fund of crypto.
Yeah, but it has like completely tanked.
Yeah,
supposedly a lot of his holdings were in FTX.
Yep.
A lot. Not only did they give him a lot to do it, but he also ponied up a lot of his own money.
Yeah,
it
crashed 70% this week, it says.
To do. And so...
Top of a divorce.
I mean, if a guy's worth, you know, let's say $400 million,
mm-hmm.
and you got 50, 60%...
Wrapped up in this.
Into this, you're...
Up shit's creep.
Well, I believe we have an crypto expert on the phone.
He's what?
Hello.
I'm no crypto expert.
You're going to be in 5 minutes.
You're going to be here in 32 minutes.
I know, but I wanted to give you guys a heads up on this. Don't freak out about what's going on with Bitcoin. It's the halving is 500 days away, 540 days away. This is between 517 and 547 days before the halving.
That's just Bitcoin.
Hold on.
That's just Bitcoin.
Brian, settle down, slow down. So you're saying in 514 days... it's going to half?
No.
No, so the way Bitcoin works is there's a limited supply of it, right? There's a finite supply. It's set. It's what?
21 million?
22 million, whatever it is. Yeah. So there's a time period where people mine it. And your mining of it gets cut into half, into half, into half so that they never run out of coins. So the next halving event is expected to happen in April of 2024.
Because it's about every 4 years.
Yeah. We're right at about the 520 to 530 day window in front of that halving event right now. And historically, whenever a halving event occurs, you go back about 500 days and the price of Bitcoin has bottomed out. And so I think we saw the bottom the other day when it went down to 15,000 and some change. So it should bounce back a little bit, and the history tells us that that this might be the low point, where the low point might have just happened.
Oh, okay. I mean, all right, now, but hold on. So you're saying every however many years it halves.
About every four.
It halves, meaning there's only half as many work. They don't.
No. So when you
somebody explain to me
when you mine it, are only get half of what they were giving away before.
Yeah. It makes it harder to you get less if you mine.
Oh, okay.
So the price of Bitcoin has to be a certain, because it makes it harder, and the cost of energy and everything that it costs to actually mine the currency, the price has to be higher for anybody to want to mine it. Because there is a point, a price point at which it is not worth it to these crypto farms, the miners, to actually mine new Bitcoin.
Right.
And so one of two things happen. Either they stop mining, the supply doesn't increase, the price of Bitcoin increases because the supply is not increasing, or they keep mining because the price is worth more than the cost of them mining it.
And so you're saying that the half mining Willy date is somewhere in April of 2024.
That's the projection right now, is that on the current trend, March, April, May of 2024 is going to be the next halving event. And typically, historically, the price of Bitcoin bottoms out somewhere between 515 and 545 days before a halving event.
Do you think that Bitcoin will ever see its $60,000 heyday?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. It'll get back up there.
By April of 2024?
No. Eventually. I thought you meant eventually. No, by April of 24, though, it could be up to 25,000 a coin again.
Do you dabble in the crypto game, Brian?
Not really. No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I like to look at it and dream about what I could have done. I like to kick myself in the ass for not acting, and then that way,
okay,
if I would have lost, I can be like, I'm so smart, I didn't do it.
That's what I do, but I also play with money.
Yeah,
Blitz, I kick myself in the ass.
Blitz,
I use real money.
Every day, Blitz kicks himself in the ass. Half of our meetings are about.
I was actually on my phone last night with Anna. You know, she was sitting next to me, and I said, "Bitcoin right now, I could buy it for 15.3. Should I buy some?" I'm like, "No, I'll wait."
Yeah, that might have been the low point. We'll see. Yeah. I know Kevin promised everybody it would be 100,000 a coin this year. Sorry, guys.
Oh man.
What is it right now? Let me look. I'm looking right now. Hold on. It's
17,300 or something like that.
17,418 right now.
So yeah, if you bought at 15.3, you're already up like 20%.
I dabble in a little bit, and my average position is 32.9.
You know what's so cool about it is the price of Bitcoin is irrelevant because it's fractionalized. So that's what's nice about it. And yes, you can do it with stocks and everything like that, but you don't have to buy a whole coin. That you can actually afford to get in on it even if the price is outrageous.
I mean, if somebody had $100, they could literally buy $100 worth, and they're not gonna but most shares you have to buy at least one of them. Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm better on Ethereum. My average price on Ethereum is $1,900, which I'm not too far off there. Well, I don't know. It's $1,300 now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 33% down, which is, it's not great, but it'll bounce back.
Ethereum, I've lost my portfolio Blitz overall. I'm down 37% down.
Well, that's how Ponzi schemes work, but you'll make it back if you just put more money in.
Well, I have also, exactly. I also have, some other stocks.
Stocks?
Yeah, I got some stocks.
He has stonks.
Stocks.
I got some Plug Power. I got some Tesla.
Amazon's way down right now.
Tesla is sucking wind, man. Have you looked at that lately?
No.
What'd you buy in at? Because it's down like 57% on the year.
Yep. Yeah, I'm down a lot.
I think Amazon's down like 30%.
My average Tesla price. And again, I got like one or two shares of these things. 284, and it's 180.
You're down
180
a share, yeah.
It's 187 right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I got some Domino's pizza.
That's good. The problem.
I bought one share of Domino's.
Hell yeah!
So that I can tell Tom Bean I'm a Domino's shareholder.
Nice.
Well, there's certain companies that offer perks. Like if you have
perks.
I think 100
we love
shares,
perks.
Yes. Perks. Oh my God!
Yeah.
I was thinking a language.
Bring them over.
Yeah, 10-3-25.
Like if you own 100 shares, I think of Royal Caribbean. Every cruise you go on, you get like an onboard credit. So that's an example of one that has a perk.
How about Domino's? Does Domino's have any? Any
if you tell them you're a shredder, they'll put one extra pepperoni in your pizza.
can you imagine? They say you get one pepperoni per share, right?
Yeah, what's a share cost of Domino's?
$3.50.
$350?
Yeah.
$3.50.
No, I think Domino's.
Domino's is high. Domino's is.
Yeah, that's high.
Hold on, I'll tell you. Domino's is trading right now at $3.48.
Yeah.
All right,
what'd you buy in at?
$3.50.
Oh, so that's your best investment so far.
Right.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm down on everything. This year I'm down 32%. Actually, hold on. This year, 365 days to 300, I'm down 61%.
You want to make an easy 33%?
And that, but overall, because I've had it longer than a year, I'm down 36%. I want to make an easy what?
33%.
How?
Spirit Airlines. Cash in some money, purchase Spirit. If the merger goes through with JetBlue,
it will.
Which it will.
Yeah.
It you're going to get paid out $33 and some change a share, and it's currently at $21.88 a share.
Let me look at it. SPIR, Spirit. Is it Spirit Aerosystems?
No.
No, Spirit Airlines Incorporated.
SPI. How do you spell it? SPI.
Just type in SAVE stock.
SAVE. They don't. Oh, yeah, I had it. SAVE.
Hold on. Amazon's up to $12 today.
No, why not?
I bought
Spirit's
it.
Only $21.
That's what Brian just said.
But here's the thing. JetBlue has a deal in place.
Hold on, but my analysts say that 18% buy, 73% hold, and 9% sell. That's not good.
Yeah. Well, so that's short-term movement, right? This deal should be closed by first or second quarter of 2023, and probably late second quarter by the time it gets through everything. JetBlue is purchasing all the shares of Spirit for $33 a share.
So if you can buy it now
for 21 and hold it until the merger is complete and the purchase is complete, then JetBlue will give you $33 a share for each share that you have outstanding.
Looks like I'm going to be buying some Spirit.
And then you get into the JetBlue stock if you want. It's $8.
Yeah, but like when you own a stock, let's say I went and bought 10 shares of Spirit, okay, Brian? And then they get bought out by JetBlue. What happens? They write me a check and take all my stocks, or what do they do?
You have the option. No, you have the option.
Exactly what happens.
No, you can have the option. You have the option. You can spin it into JetBlue stock, which would, at this point, almost triple your...
But it's at you get paid $33 a share, though.
Yeah, you can take 33 and spin it into JetBlue stock.
Yeah, and then deal with what JetBlue's volatility is. Yeah. Or you can purchase Spirit for $21 a share, get bought out at $33 a share, and just have made $12 a share holding on to a stock for 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm going to do that.
I mean, people say $12 a share, big deal. Tell me where else you're guaranteed a 33%. Now, you're not guaranteed.
Yeah, you're not guaranteed, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's not a guarantee. But tell me where else you're looking at a 33% return on your money in the next 6 months. A potential 33% return. With very limited risk. I mean, if the deal doesn't go through, it's not like Spirit Airlines is going away. Frontier wanted to acquire them as well.
Right.
So they have a backup plan in place. They can continue to exist as a company. It's just the shareholders voted to sell.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm holding my stock. I'm holding my Spirit stock. I cashed out of Twitter when it went up to $50 a share. I bought in at like 30. When it went up to 50, I cashed out of Twitter, and then I put that money into Spirit.
Now, Blitz has been we've been in contact with Twitter, and Blitz, is there an update on that at all?
I mean, I don't get the email, so I don't know.
So, but Bean said that they emailed him, and he said he confirmed. So now, will all emails go to him?
Yeah, they all of them will always go to him until we get it back, and then we can change the email. But until then, everything goes to him.
All right. Well, I need to let him know to be looking for that,
mm-hmm.
because we could be getting some kind of do this, do that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
This is your chance.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'll see you guys in like 15 minutes.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
I'm buying some Spirit right now.
Do it.
Debt. There's your big stock tip of the day right there. You see. Did I transfer it already? I don't even know if I did.
I know where Brian gets his stock tips from.
Where?
Blind Troy.
Blind Troy and Jim Cramer.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a great way to end today. Give us a little bit of time. Him coming over here with Hatley Kicker.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So is Rhett going or not?
I don't know.
Rhett, you going?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, I'll give you 50.
Thank you.
And Blitz, we have a videographer now.
That works.
Perfect.
I'll be back at 11:30. I'm right, you're wrong, we're screwed. I'm going to be really right today, too. Live here on BubbaArmyRadio.com, the Bubba Army app, the TuneIn app, Facebook Live, and YouTube Live, all at the Bubba Army. Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, all at that as well. I had somebody today, very low volume today, Lummy.
It was.
Yes, very low volume. I'll have to maybe do it tomorrow. We'll see you later. I'll be back in 19 minutes. Have a good day.